therein are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Problems, problems, problems all day long. Will my problems work out right or wrong? My baby don't like anything I do. My teacher seems to feel the same way too.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You're listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at kfarradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I'm your host, David Pruse. If you want to call in today, we're at 907-458-TALK. That's 907-458-8255. It's just me today. I might have the incredible Melissa Burnett pop in here and there for a few moments of whatever she wants to describe or talk about, but it's just us. If you have a idea or thought, please give a call. It is, we're on the back side of the heat surge, I believe. It's going to be in the 80s today, and tomorrow it's going to be back in the 70s. Thank goodness, man. My lawn has been getting watered quite extensively, and what the heck. It's just something you want to do. If you're not watering your lawn's going brown, so I keep mine watered. Got it mowed, keep it watered. It's summer in Fairbanks. And with summer comes the fair, and the fair opens up in basically 43 minutes from right now. The fair. Yeah, the Tanana Valley State Fair, basically a 10-day event. It goes through next Sunday at 10 p.m. And lots of stuff going on at the fair. So if you get time to go out to the fair, They're doing the pig kiss at 12:30, and no, I'm not involved in that. So don't expect to see me out there smacking swine with my lips. Just not going to do that. Maybe another time. What the heck? But so many things going on out there. Tomorrow night, big concert. Big concert. Walk This Way is going to be out there. And also the... Oh.
Sounds like I came in at the right time.
You did. It's Melissa Burnett.
Yeah.
Now explain why my favorite radio station and then the one that I parked myself on was off the air earlier.
Lightning strikes. Esther Dome, the power outage this morning and caused some chaos. We're back up and running now, though, so everything is kosher and good and we're okay. But, man, that really derailed me a little bit this morning.
You know, you're upper management.
Yeah.
I'm just a lowly, talent. I'm just lowly talent. So what happens when that, what goes through your mind and what the...
So it's a lot, actually, because I didn't even know it happened because I was actually in the middle of doing a live stint, and I got a text actually from somebody on our website. So it was, crap, I'm off the air. Okay, so I ended that real quick, and I immediately switch everything, see if I can hear it in the studio and whatever. I can't hear it. It's all static. So it's a call to GVA to see if there's a power outage. It's a call to our engineer. It's a call to the boss man. So just let everybody know, hey, we got a power outage. GVA is saying that it's up at the transmitter site. Lightning strikes up towards that way. So it's a lot. And then, you got to inform everybody. So you got to make the Facebook posts, and you got to, I had other stations telling people, hey, 96 and the River is off the air currently. This is what's going on, whatever. So there's a lot that goes on in our heads. And our immediate thought is just what can we do to get back on the air? Like that's the, and sometimes it's out of my control. Like this morning, I couldn't do anything about that. So went off about 8 o'clock and came on about 10 minutes ago.
on Wednesday night.
Yeah.
I was out at the Turtle Club.
Mm-hmm.
Friends of mine are moving. So two sisters I've known all my life,
yeah,
are moving to Florida. So we meet up there to say goodbye, and we're out on the deck, in the back deck,
right,
of the restaurant. And, we order our appetizers, and they come and a few drops of rain.
Just a couple.
And then about 3 minutes later, a torrent hits. so we go inside.
You got drenched.
Yeah, we got the torrent hits. I mean, the torrent hits. And so we go inside, and we'd ordered our dinner.
Mm-hmm.
So they seat us inside, and the lights are flickering on and off.
Yeah.
You know. All the time. Power's on, power's off. Power on, wax on, wax off.
Yeah, wax on, wax off.
And all of a sudden, bam, it's gone. There is no power.
Wow.
Everything's off.
Yep.
And so they're coming around saying, we can't cook your food.
Yeah, sorry. We got no way to cook your food.
But
no.
I can't take your bill. Here you go.
We can still take your money, though. We can't give you the food, but we can still take your money.
Those little handheld,
Well, what was funny was Wednesday night, I was actually at the ball fields watching my son umpire, and I could see the storm. Like, I could see it, I could hear it, but it never made its way into town, and it looked pretty nasty. So, but yeah, all those lightning strikes, they're causing fires, and they're causing power outages. And
so you drive out the old stees, to get onto the new stees, and you see all the remnants of the trees that have blown off the trees and on the road. And you're going, that was a good one. So you get into Fairbanks.
Nothing.
Yeah, 86 above.
Yeah, nice and sunny.
Get the lawn wet again.
Yeah, the storm was out there. Yeah, trees
come
are knocked
on.
Down.
What about us?
Here's the good thing, though. The weather has changed a lot over the last couple of days, and I'm so excited because it is shaping up to be a really nice day tomorrow.
Yeah,
and
70s.
Yeah, mid-70s.
And what's going on tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night, Guns for Roses, Walk This Way, Tanana Valley State Fair, and I'm super stoked, especially because the weather is working out in our favor.
Now, finally.
Yes, the last time we brought these guys up, we actually had to close the show down early because it, like you said, the torrent came through. Well, what was funny was my boss, Perry Wally, we call him the personal weather radar. He's like a human weather radar, right?
Mm-hmm.
He can look at the sky, and we were standing there that night, and the first set was on, so Walk This Way was on, and he looks at the sky, and he goes, 10 minutes. And I said, what? He goes, 10 minutes that will be on top of us, and he points up and you can see this nasty cloud coming, and I kid you not, 10 minutes later on the dot, here comes this torrential downpour. We were on the stage trying to hold down the barriers, like just trying to keep the cover on the stage.
I thought you were having the wet t-shirt contest.
Yeah, no, it was not. It seemed that way. We were completely soaked, equipment got ruined, and these guys still didn't want to get off the stage.
Wow.
Guys,
it's getting dangerous now.
Yeah, we were like, dudes, this is bad. We need you off the stage. But so they're back. They're on their way here right now, actually. I just spoke with a couple of them. Super excited. So tonight's the night. AKTickets.com. That's where you get your tickets. $35 get you in the door. Kids 8 and under, they're free. So you can bring the kids, bring the grandkids. There's seating. It's right there where they do the rodeo. So we got all the amphitheater seating, mm-hmm. all the stadium there.
Yeah.
You can bring in lawn chairs. You can bring in food. You can bring
in
drinks.
There
is beer. And the beer tent is actually parked right next to us this year. So not only is there beer inside, there's beer outside, and it's all right there. So it's...
Salty's is doing the...
Yes.
That'll be good.
It'll be very good, yeah. So it's going to be a great time. And the fair starts today at noon.
Hold it. Compact.
Oh, there it goes. Yeah. Yeah, I was enjoying.
We're going through, you go through lightning strikes, construction equipment.
Yeah.
You guys put, I'm contacting OSHA. I am working under oppressive conditions. I'm contacting OSHA.
Well, what sucks is they have been at it since about 7 a.m. and they are right next to our building. Now, I appreciate it, Mr. Mayor. Thank you for getting the work done here on Fifth Avenue. But hot damn, can you tell them that we're trying to record some live stuff?
Fairbanks right now, everything in this office is shaking. Now it's off. Now it's on.
There it goes, yeah.
Yeah.
You got
a vibrating compactor out there, and he's making it personal.
They're doing our sidewalks right now is what they're doing. Though I'm kind of wondering why they still haven't taken some of these posts out of the ground. So I'm going, are you going to pour concrete, then remove the stuff?
That's HC Company. They're pretty experienced. They know what they're doing.
Yeah, I try not to question it, but I just sit there going, well, I hope this comes out before the concrete gets poured, but I'm not the expert, so I'll stay out of it.
Basically, by Halloween, That's when the asphalt plant shut down.
Yeah.
You'll be done by Halloween.
We'll be done by Halloween.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it. It'll be nice to, you know, school board sense. You know, I work right here on Fifth Avenue. School board takes place on Fifth Avenue. And it's really been a pain in my tuchus not being able to walk just right next door. Like,
you're one spoiled child.
I am.
You are
first world problems, baby. First world problems.
What are you, a millennial or are you an ex? Which one are you? Which is your... Which is
I'm not a millennial. I'm the one before that.
Before that, the X factor or whatever.
Gen X or something. Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
I don't know. I'm an 80s baby. That's what I know. I'm an 80s baby. But hey, don't forget tonight, Tenon Valley State Fair, Guns for Roses, Walk This Way.
Is that tonight or tomorrow?
Or, sorry, tomorrow. Goodness gracious. Good catch.
I was at an event yesterday, and it's funny, Chris Capps is such a gracious person. She's with the News Miner. And she comes up and she goes, I'm going to tell you about how early I was to this event. I go, okay. She goes, I was here last Thursday.
That's me a day early.
Wow.
I'm usually a day late and a dollar short, but you know.
I better be early than late.
Yes, exactly. Tomorrow. It's tomorrow. AKTickets.com. Get those.
Fairbanks, we'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
The Valdez Fishing Report, brought to you by Frontier Supply Company on Van Horn Road, the only Alaska-owned full-line wholesale distributor of plumbing, heating, industrial piping, waterworks, and mining products for over 30 years. Sure, they're big enough to handle the supply needs of pipelines and gold mines, but they're personable enough to help you with your needs as well. Frontier Supply Company, for all of your plumbing and heating needs, on Van Horn Road, online at FrontierSupply.com. That's Frontier Supply Company.
It's time for the Valdez Fishing Report. Interviews, derby standings, tips, and advice for Prince William Sound.
Lori Crux here at Allison Point with a whole group of kids here, originally from Colorado, but just moved up here and made your way to Valdez for the Kids Pink Salmon Derby. Tell us your name and where you're from.
Yeah, Amanda Turbink, Fairbanks. We've been there about 2 years now.
All right. And tell me about how you found out about the Kids Derby and how it's going.
We found out, we've been coming here for the last couple summers, so we just heard about it word of mouth. Yeah, this is one of our favorite spots, lots of fun.
And who would have thought you need to come to Valdez? It's sunny here, but to cool down, it's like in the 90s there, right?
Yeah, definitely, and we were getting great weather here, so it's awesome.
Tell us about your fishing today.
Lots of fun. We got down there, like they said, about 10:30, started snagging them right away, and they're just, pulling them in one by one.
All right. Why Valdez for kids? There's a lot of fish out there.
Yeah, well, I mean, the scenery is awesome, and it's easy just to walk out and, you know, snag them, and it's really family friendly. Yeah, for sure.
Very good. You guys are parked along Allison Point, and What are some key things people need to bring if they're planning to come down and fish for pinks or silvers from Allison Point?
As far as fishing goes, make sure you have the right kind of rods. So the good sturdy rod, the treble hooks, waders for sure.
Park your rig, pitch a tent, or check into our private cabins at Eagles Rest RV Park, then explore Valdez. Eagles Rest RV Park and Cabins is a perfect place to land. Book RV sites, glamping tents, and cabins online at EaglesRestRV.com. We now accept online reservations for our tent area, so the sooner you book, the better. EaglesRestRV.com.
KVAK's Valdez Fishing Report. Fish Valdez and reel in a big one.
KFAR weather.
Isolated thunderstorms likely today, otherwise cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Highs level off around 85, southeasterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Isolated thunderstorms again tonight, lows dip down to about 60, cloudy. High temperatures reach up to 74 tomorrow, isolated thunderstorms likely. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. Just me for a bit. We'll see when Melissa jumps back in here. Now, the oppressive working conditions that I am subjugated to. Let's just look at this. So, we have lightning strikes knocking out our transmitter systems on a constant basis. We have road construction outside that You couldn't, you have to, whole different way to access into the building. And then right now, the entire office studio here is somewhat shaking a little bit. Now, those are the external factors. Let's look at the internal factors of the studio here. There's nothing but purple padding on the walls. So, okay, you put me in a rubber room, you know, in case people in here go absolutely nuts. We've got padded walls that are purple. And then I have, then Perry Wally, the gracious general manager, he keeps on getting me antiquated North Korean equipment here. So that's what I have to put up with. Oh. Then I come in this morning, and there's donuts. But they're not Jason's donuts. They're donuts. So they feed me pretty good donuts, but, you know, they're not Jason's donuts. And sad to say, Jason has set up shop in Eagle River, so if you want a Jason's donut, you have to go to Eagle River for a Jason's donut. So I'll try and get through the rest of this studio time with you. Of the, you know, I'm calling up OSHA, Occupational State Health and Safety Association, to discuss with them the oppressive working conditions that we're subjugated to here. But what the heck? They'll probably say, sorry, David, it's your choice. You're an independent contractor. You chose all that. Oh, that's right. Anyway, we had a pretty good meeting. A lot of items got accomplished at the city council meeting on Monday. But prior to Monday, I went into the Polaris building. I had the chief of staff with me. I had a few people to make sure I didn't fall off the roof. But we went into the Polaris building. I had a chainsaw on my shoulder, a backpack on with four or five water bottles. We went to the top. We went up 11 floors, got into the Tiki Cove, and we were at the northwest corner. And again, the Tiki Cove, there's a generation of people who have not been in the Tiki Cove, and none of the people I was with, I don't think I'd ever been to Tiki Cove. And it's pretty desolate looking in there. And so brought him across the entry there through the kitchen because we have to gain access to the roof. And in the back portion of the building on the eastern side, there is a stairwell that goes from the back there stairwell up to the top of the roof. And my thought was, after all this climbing 11 stairs and going through this, I hope the door was open. The door was open. So I'm the first one out there, and I'm loving it. The chief of staff, he is a retired special forces member. And so if you're going to bring someone up there with you, that's who you want. Then we have the gentleman who is in charge of the engineering, Tim, of the project. And then another engineer showed up, Kirsten. And so decided to climb Mount Polaris, I looked at her and I go, just couldn't stay away from this one, could you? She goes, oh no, I heard you're going to do this, so I'm going in there too. So anyway, Forrest went up there and I carried up an electric chainsaw and I did my bucket list. I cut down birch trees on top of the Polaris building. And my cohorts were a little bit leery of getting out there, but roof was fine, membrane over concrete. They have these platforms up there to walk on, you know, like catwalks, that they were pretty beat up. You'd break through the catwalk. But I had a great time, took photos of myself, selfies, looking to the north and the west and the south and the east, and just enjoyed it. Then we went down into the Tiki Cove, and I'm to report to you that there's no remnants at all of anything that has Tiki Cove on there. I saw a remnant of a restaurant menu from, you know, probably 1997, 1998, well after the Tiki Cove was over. But it was fun, and we sat up there, and, you know, you took photos of it, and it was in pretty dilapidated shape, and That's what was expected. So then we went down, and I wanted to take a look at some of the rooms. So we went to the probably about the fifth or sixth floor and started going through some of the rooms. And, you know, beds in there, dressers are in there, tables are in there. It's just like one day it all this stopped on a single day. And that's what actually happened. So anyway, a lot of fun doing that. Got that out of my way. Got that out of my system. We signed a contract with the person who took down the annex. We signed a contract with him for We'll call it $9 million. Round it. I mean, it's like, you know, within $2,500 of $9 million. That was the low bid. The second lowest bid was $9,500,000. Third bid was $9,600,000. Then we had a sort of like an outlier at $12.1 million. And the company at $12.1 million, they're, you know, large international company based out of Portland. All three of the bidders that were the next three, the lowest, were based out of Anchorage. And so I'd say in about 2 weeks, all the paperwork will be done with the EPA and a few other agencies to get it going. And, you know, in about a year, year and a half, that building will be gone. Simple as that. Now, looking at the budgets on that, we received $10 million from the EPA. What happens is you get an invoice and you give it to the EPA and they reimburse you. So we just sent in the first invoice for the annex contract. That was $1.2 million. Right in there. Plus, we can also bill them back for our internal costs of engineering, our on-site management from our engineers, stuff like that. So you take the $9 million and $1.2 million plus another, say, $200,000 of our costs over this project. And without any overruns, without any claims, we're at about $10.5 million. So we're gonna have a nice reserve of available to us in case of any other extra claims, anything that happens, of about $2 to $2.5 million. So we came in under budget on the project. We were able to go out and get enough to knock it down without having to come out of the city of Fairbanks's capital budget. And that was the whole goal of the whole project. And we were able to achieve that. So, kudos to the city of Fairbanks. Also, at our Monday meeting, we gave the police officers a $4 per hour wage increase. And that was very well debated over the last couple months. And it was the third piece of what I wanted to do. And that passed not 6-0, but 5-1. So, that was good. Then we also we're going to be getting a new battalion chief. And battalion chief, we have three. So when you only have three battalion chiefs for three battalions, when one of them's on leave or sick or whatever, overtime. And I'm looking at the budget and I'm for the fire department overall, and I look at everyone's budget every month. And hopefully you can't hear the shaking that's going on in this building. But if you can't, hey, it is what it is. But anyway, I'm looking at, every month I look at everyone's budget, see how they're doing, see the overtime. And the fire department, you're looking at a very high amount of overtime. So you start going through it. What is causing this? And I'm looking at the battalion chiefs, and they're a very, very large portion of it, and there's only three of them. And so I started doing the math, and 49% of the revenue paid out to the three battalion chiefs was overtime. 49%, what a factor. So, okay, had the CFO and the fire chief, what would the savings be on this? And the savings are... Savings will get there. It's not going to cover it, but anyway. Fairbanks, we are going to take a break. That was the bumper music that you heard. We got Maroon 5 coming on. Then we're going to have some Fox News, some state news, some commercials, some weather, and then we'll be back.
Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
President Trump facing three new federal obstruction charges related to his handling of classified documents. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, any thoughts?
Nope, we're not going to comment. The Department of Justice is independent. You hear us say this all the time. We believe in the rule of law. The president has been very consistent on that. Just not going to comment.
Okay, but if he's convicted on all 41 counts, the former president could face 140 years in prison. The White House says they're not going to give Hunter Biden a pardon after his plea deal fell apart on Wednesday. South Carolina Republican Congresswoman Nancy Mace says she believes whistleblowers have brought accountability to the Biden family.
Joe Biden should be getting nervous right now. The evidence is adding up. Thank goodness for the judge earlier this week that saw the plea deal for what it was. This guy should not have had a sweetheart plea deal in the middle of an investigation.
Her comments on the Fox Business Network. America is listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
The Fairbanks City Council approved a $4 an hour pay raise for its police officers in a 5-1 vote earlier this week, bolstering the department's hourly base rate pay from $34 an hour to $38 an hour in order to make the Fairbanks Police Department more competitive. The Fairbanks Daily Newsminer reports the pay rate becomes effective August 1st and is meant as a third piece of a package to recruit and retain police officers for the chronically short staff department. The other pieces included a supplemental retirement insurance plan that provides $10,000 annually to be paid out after 10 years and a $60,000 lateral officer hiring bonus for experienced officers. The two components have strings attached to encourage officers to stay for a lengthy period. The council also advanced an ordinance that will amend the city's contract with the Public Safety Employees Association to make the pay increases permanent. The overall contract won't expire until December of 2024. The new package will be offset by reducing the number of budgeted police department positions from 44 to 37.
Streaming live online at KFAR660.com.
With the sun here, it's time to fit into those summer clothes, and Brewster's is here to help with their lighter side items, like a seasoned grilled chicken breast and veggies. Or try the Brewster Patty, a half-pound burger patty with vegetables. Or order the appetizing soup and salad, with other delicious options such as the baby back ribs, penne pasta with roasted garlic, and Alaskan surf and turf, a 8-ounce New York steak, and a generous portion of Alaskan amber deep-fried halibut. You can say to yourself, oh, forget the summer clothes. I'd rather have Brewster's.
Alaskan spirits, that's Brewster's.
Hey, you're in Alaska, right? Wouldn't it be great to experience all the great outdoors that the Last Frontier has to offer year-round? Camper Valley RV on Airport Way has the best selection of RVs in the state, but more importantly, they are die-hard RVers themselves. So they know all the tips and tricks to camping out all over the state, whether in the dead of an Arctic Man winter or a fishing trip in the scorching Fairbanks summer. With more than 30 years of experience, no one knows RVs more than Camper Valley RV. 3121 Airport Way in the old Kmart parking lot or online at campervalleyrv.com.
Everyone knows, when it comes to tree and stump removal, well, Fairbanks Stump Grinders are the ones to call. But did you know they're also the ones to call to keep your trees healthy? Got a sick-looking tree? Have one of the tree doctors come out and help. They'll pump the right nutrients into the trees or roots to keep them healthy and strong. From birch to spruce and every tree in between. Call the tree doctors at Fairbanks Stump Grinders, 45 Stump. But if it's too late for the sad tree, well, they still do amputations. Fairbanks Stump Grinders, the tree experts.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Prusen, studio with you. Hopefully you're doing well, enjoying your day. It's going to be a beautiful weekend. I mean, this is what Fairbanks is all about, and we got more construction machinery shaking us up here. How about that? But I will get through these oppressive conditions in this purple chamber. I can do this. But hey, now, with the heat so high, do you cook in your house or outside your house, or you just go out to get something at an air-conditioned restaurant? Fairbanks, do you hear this? Oh, okay. It's on, it's off. It's on, it's off. They're showing me the love. Okay. They're back showing me the love. Anyway, we'll get through this. Bear with me. Now, you know, I can see the shaking recording on my monitor here. So, what the heck? We'll get through this. So last night, I had a decision to make. We're going to take a phone call. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Randy.
Randy, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Just want to let you know, I went to the air show at Eielson Air Force Base on last Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
But the only thing, and I enjoyed it, I enjoyed watching the maneuvers of the F-16 and the F-35 and the World War II aircraft that they had there. It was very interesting. One thing that puzzled me a little bit is that after parking on the tarmac for the open house air show last Saturday, the people then walked a good distance to get to where the static displays were and where the air show was. And then there was a long line for going through metal detectors. Now, I had never seen that before. I've been to open houses at Eielson. Well, it's been several years since I've been there, but I've never seen that. But they had that. And then when I got up there, I had to take my belt off and change and stuff out of my pockets, all metal.
Just like the airport.
Yeah, just like boarding an airliner. But I wasn't boarding an airliner. I was just walking on the tarmac out in the open. Anyway, I put down my coins and things and pocket knife, and the guy said, "Oh, you can't bring that pocket knife in here." He said, "You can either put it in the disposal container, in which you never get it back, or you can take it back to your car."
So is 3 miles away.
Well, it was an eighth of a mile away, I guess. So I walked all the way back to my car and put it in there, and then I walked back to the end of the line, to the start of the line. And I had mentioned to somebody later, I said, "Yeah, you should have had a sandwich board there at the start of these lines that said, put your pocket knife in your car." But I couldn't understand. I mean, it's a nitpicky little complaint, I guess, but I didn't understand what in the world are they afraid of with a person having a pocket knife in their car. Now, I know at the courthouse, you got to give up your pocket knife, and I suppose that's because some friend of the defendant could try to slip it to him, and then the defendant, after the trial, goes back to jail, and he'd have that pocket knife or something like that, or you might be, somebody might be mad at the prosecutor and whip out the knife, you know, some weird thing, that one in a million. But what in the world are they afraid of at the tarmac with a person with a tool, a not necessary tool like that in their pocket?
I did not go out there, so I have no idea, but that's Department of Defense, so they're probably just treating it like an airport or military facility. You can't bring a weapon on a military facility, can you? And that could be construed as a weapon.
Yeah, I asked in a chat room in the Michael Duke show, I said, can the military people have pocket knives on base? And I don't know, but someone...
Well, yeah, they do. They do. They also have, you know, they have their own personal guns and things like that. They go hunting. But you're not a member. You don't have a badge. You don't get cleared through. And you're not living there. So you're a visitor. So they're saying, okay, visitors.
Yeah, this is a new development, though, I guess, because yeah. I've never seen it before. I just wondered, what changed? What happened? Did they have an incident one time? And
I have no idea.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. You enjoy the show?
Yes, I did enjoy the show. It was well run. There was many booths from many different organizations and people out there, and plenty of food vendors, and it was good. Oh, the one other little complaint I had was they had loudspeakers at the static display area, in which the announcer was announcing what was going on in the skies and everything, which was necessary and good. But right along with, and on a continual basis, they had blaring music playing, raucous music, some of the music I didn't even like. And I asked someone later, I said, "What's with this music going on all the time? What's that all about?" And his thought was that, well, his opinion was, well, it's probably for the young people because they're used to music, you know, every second of the day blasting in their ears, and that was why. I guess, you know, because lately they've military has had recruitment problems, so maybe, I'm just guessing, maybe they figure, well, in order to get these kids interested in joining the military, we got to be like them and have raucous music playing all the time.
Well, last Wednesday I had the F-16 and the F-35 pilot in here on my show, plus the recruiting officer.
Uh-huh.
And they, as a recruiting officer, this is a very big recruiting tool. And it's not just for people who want to be a pilot. Mm-hmm. All types of ranks, so they can, you know, take a look at people, you know, young age, you know, 15 to 35, can get on the base, look at everything that's going on, see the different components that goes into putting an airplane up in the air. And there's something there for everyone, depending on what type of job you want.
Yeah. Oh, I listened to that interview you had last Friday, I guess it was, and Beowulf, the lady, was there.
Yeah,
and she was the one flying the F-35 in the demonstration, and boy, she sure did her moves right.
Yeah, and she's one of the few people. She was stationed in Anchorage as an F-22 pilot, too.
Oh, yeah, pretty impressive.
Yeah, so she's done both of those. Boy, and very impressive pilot, both of them were. And, you know, this makes you say to yourself, we're protected very well. Generations after us, they're pretty good.
Yeah, and I guess I went on Saturday, but I think on Sunday, I think I heard that the other guy in your studio there, Bantam?
Yeah, Bantam, yeah.
Flew something or other, maybe the F-35.
He flew the F-16.
Oh, he flew the F-16. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So how you been getting through the heat?
Well, I have an outside job. I work in a storage yard, so I've been acutely aware of the heat.
Yes, you have. Hydration is important.
Yes, and also I have, at work, I have a weed sprayer with just water in it, so I can spray myself with water when I want to on my shirt. That
helps. How about your house?
My house has been okay, I guess, you know, as long as I keep the windows open and everything.
Ah, yeah, mine, you know, it's got the fans out, so when I go to bed at night, I got the fans on, so that makes it bearable.
Yeah.
Windows open, fans on. You know, dog, he's trying to figure out what this heat and what this fan's all about. So, but I make it through the night. What are your plans for the weekend? Are you going to go to the fair?
Oh, certainly. I will go. I have a new schedule. I used to be working on Saturdays, but starting last week, I had a change in schedule, and so I have my Fridays, Friday too, Saturday, Sunday, and everything off. So, yes, I will be riding my bicycle to the fair on several occasions, I'm sure.
What's your favorite food at the fair?
Well, what popped in my mind just now, not necessarily my favorite, what popped in my mind was the chocolate ice cream bar dipped in almonds.
Ooh. At 84 above, that's what I'd be thinking, too.
Yeah.
Oh, other than, say, something to relieve the heat, what would you be looking at?
Well, at the air show, and they have the same thing at the fair, I went for a souvlaki.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, this is going to sound silly to you, but I deliberately chose I think it was the chicken. I'm almost embarrassed to even talk about this, but I suddenly, a year ago or so, I suddenly started having reservations about eating a lamb souvlaki. I kind of feel sorry for some little animal that doesn't even get to experience life butchered. Maybe that's silly of me. I don't know. But
are you going, Mary had a little lamb on me?
Yeah. I you know, no, an older cow or goat or some, you know, they've had a chance to see what life's all about, and I kind of worry about stuff like that sometimes.
Well, good for you. Good for you. Have empathy.
Yeah.
That is a good trait to have as a person is empathy. Good
well,
for you,
I
Randy.
Do pay for the nose. Out the nose for expensive free-range chicken at Fred Meyer. I buy the Healthy Choice, or whatever it's called.
Mm-hmm.
They have an in-house brand, and it says free-range on it. And I thought, well, that chicken is going to provide me with a fine meal. I might as well support their right to meander around and have a little fun in life.
You know, on Wednesday, I go to Tommy G's. This is either Tuesday or Wednesday. You know, every Thursday now, I cook something gourmet at my house, and I did last night. So on Tuesday, I go over to Tommy G's. I'm going to get whatever, you know, I think of a great big cowboy steak, you know, about 2-3 inches cut, I mean thick, with the bone, you know, the big ribeye, bone in, trimmed. And I get there, and there's a guy who's at the counter talking to the meat doctor, we'll call him. And so it gives me time just to see what else they got. And I go in the frozen section there, and I bought a duck. I've never cooked a whole duck before. So I thought, you know, hey, what the heck? Cook a whole duck. And so I thought it out. And then I stuffed it, and I cooked a duck last night, and I overcooked it. I cooked it outside on my big green egg, but, I was looking at different recipes, and some of them were calling for like a 6-pound duck for a 3-hour cooking time at 350 degrees. And I was about 380 to 400 throughout on my big green egg. I can really dial in the temperature, but I was about 20 minutes overcooked on it. It's very good, very tasteful. Had a fun time doing it, and I cooked it outside. You know, I didn't want to turn on my oven because no matter what you do, you turn on an oven in the house or saute something or fry something, you're going to get more heat in the house. I just did not need that, so I cooked everything outside last night. Good meal, 20 minutes over on the cooking, but had a good time.
Is it traditional to have orange sauce with duck? It's been a long time since I've had duck.
There's people who do that. What I did was I made up my first coating about 40 minutes from completion, maybe an hour from completion. I did a combination of balsamic vinegar and lemon, fresh squeezed lemon juice. And then my second coating was balsamic vinegar again with honey. And it came out that beautiful bronze, not golden, that beautiful bronze. And it just looked very good, very picturesque. But, you know, as you're cutting it, I said, okay, I'm just a little bit over on this. And that's life. You know, what the heck? And I scored the fat on the breast, you know, so I put score marks on there, and that looked good. And enjoyed it. You know, outdoors, cooking at 84 above outside, and you're using implements that are cooking at 380 degrees. What the heck?
Sounds good.
Well, buddy, you have a great weekend, okay? Thank you for the phone call.
Thank you. Bye.
And Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break here, and we'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Saving money on your favorite designer eyewear is fun and easy at the Eye Clinic of Fairbanks July Trunk Sale event. Save on frames by Emporio Armani, Versace, Luxottica, and a trunk sale first, Oakley, and still more. Receive your coupon worth 50% off any frames when you purchase prescription lenses or 25% off non-prescription sunglasses. Conditions apply. Don't miss the door prizes. Don't miss the savings. Saturday the 29th from 10 to 2 at the Eye Clinic of Fairbanks July Trunk Sale event on Mini Street.
Yes, Taco Thursday is a thing, and it happens every Thursday at Big Daddy's. Big Daddy's serves up the most amazing chicken tacos, complete with shredded cheese. These chicken tacos are delicious and filling, and you can enjoy them for just $1.50 each every Thursday at Big Daddy's Barbecue. And don't miss out on those sides as well, including fries, okra, baked beans. The menu is full of great ideas and great value. We'll see you for Chicken Taco Thursday at Big Daddy's on Wickersham between 1st and 2nd Avenues, the northernmost Southern Barbecue. Big Daddy's.
It's Derby season, which means it's time to head to Valdez and fish. Listen to KFAR Radio Monday through Saturday at 6:20, 7:20, or 11:15 a.m. for the Valdez Fishing Report. You'll get updates on the current standings, along with the latest tips, hotspots, techniques, and the stories from the anglers in Valdez. The Valdez Fishing Report is proudly brought to you by Century Hardware and Frontier Supply. The Valdez Fishing Report on News Talk for the Interior, KFAR 97.5 FM and 660 a.m.
KFAR weather.
Highs around 85 today under mainly cloudy skies with isolated thunderstorms likely. Winds out of the southeast around 5 miles an hour. Cloudy tonight, isolated thunderstorms likely 60. Isolated thunderstorms likely tomorrow, high of 74. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Derek Height.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. It's just me, you, and the compactor outside. you feel the love that they're giving us here, a little bit more of a compact here, and what the heck. But anyway, I cooked a duck last night instead of a steak. And we're going to take a phone call here. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Good morning. This is Jim calling.
Jim, how are you doing?
I'm doing just great, and I'm staying cool. I'm in my cabin right now with the windows closed, and it's about 72 degrees in here. So I'm
good happy. For you.
But, hey, that heat wave's ended as far as I'm concerned. This is bad. But you were talking about cooking outside, and I'm the same way. But I used to own a home in Wisconsin, and it was featured in Life magazine, a double centerfold page.
Wow.
And it ended up being in the beginning of the Rhoda show. Rhoda, mm-hmm. from Mary Tyler Moore.
Yeah.
Supposedly it was where she was born. So, but it had a... Are you familiar with a summer kitchen?
Describe.
Well, you go out the back door from the kitchen,
mm-hmm.
and there'd be a little building there. And that's where they had another stove.
Okay.
Probably a wood stove, and that's where they do their cooking in the summer, because it would keep all that heat out of the
house. Home. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Now that's basically what I did outside my kitchen. I've got a door out to the deck, and the deck is west facing. It gets very warm out there. It's been very warm out there the last few days, and that's I've set up. You know, I have a gas grill, a Big Green Egg, and a pellet grill, a pellet smoker, all on the deck.
Do you know Chuck Lumpke?
Very well. He's been on the show with me many times. I got to get him back on. We got to do food, man.
I mean, you're talking food just like he is.
Yeah, he also does food classes there at SBS Building. He does wonderful.
I went there once.
Yeah,
he wasn't doing that, but yeah, I know Chuck.
Just a great guy.
He's a pillar of the community.
Mm-hmm. Very much so.
So anyway, and it was too hot for that air show. I really wanted to go to that air show, but and I'm what 75. I'm just. The heat's affecting me, so I didn't go there. I love taking pictures of those planes.
So what have you been grilling this summer?
Burgers. I'm not much of a chef, but I did buy some salmon yesterday, and I'm going to grill that tonight because I do love salmon.
You know, when I overcooked the duck, and... Unless you can admit your foibles, you know, then don't try. But you're...
You know, I always used to overcook salmon.
Really? Okay.
I would put it on a flat piece of foil on the outdoor grill, and that's how I cooked it. But I learned something from my brother. He said, add water to the foil and then cover it on top, and you more or less poach it.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
So that's what I'll be doing tonight.
I poached a White King salmon one time in Pinot Gris, and I put in there fennel, so it had a little bit of like a licorice in there. And I don't eat fish, but everyone just went nuts.
You were so beyond me as far as cooking. You're talking another language.
You know what my theory of cooking is?
What's that?
Go for the goal, because if you fail, pizza's 30 minutes out.
There you go.
That you know. This,
I wish I could have gone up to that... the Tiki Cove with you, because that's I went up there a number of times back in the day.
And me too. That was a bucket list item for me. That really was.
I used to live right on the river there at the Albright Apartments, the big long green building.
Yeah.
And I remember one night looking out, and I saw fire coming from the like a up on top of the building there at the Northward Building.
Wow.
And I called 911, and they said, "What is it?" Polaris, or no, I couldn't even, I was panicking. I didn't know if that was the Northward Building or the Polaris Building. I get the two names mixed up, but all it was they were burning trash, I guess, and they burned some grease or something from the restaurant.
Hey,
out the stack.
I got another phone call. Thank you for the phone call. You have a great weekend.
Good talking to you. You too.
Bye.
All right, bye.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is? Hello? That one's not coming through. Okay, sorry about that. What the heck? Hopefully they call back. And we have a moment of peace. There's no compactor with a vibrating tool going on outside. So we will have peace in Whoville for a while anyway. Boy, let's see. Today they've been through lightning strikes. They've been through a compactor, crushing it outside, shaking the studio. We got the North Korean equipment. And we got Barney the purple padded walls. But we got a phone call coming in. Guess we don't. So maybe we're having phone difficulty now, too. Boy, I'm having a day. Oh, well, it's a good day, no matter what. But, yeah, I when I was thinking about this, you know, my pellet smoker, it only gets up to about 350, and you're going to want to smoke something like that or cook something like that, 350 to 400. So it wasn't going to be that, so I used the Big Green Egg. We're going to take another phone call here. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Hey, David. This is Eve.
You made it on the air, Eve. How you doing?
Yeah, who the heck knows why it didn't work earlier. Anyway, I wanted to connect with the man from Wisconsin who told you about his cookhouse.
And yeah, wasn't that neat?
Yeah, and since Wisconsin has so many Hollanders, and I'm one, in the olden days, particularly in the fishing villages, of which there are so many, we always had, or they, always had a cookhouse, just like you guys have outhouses here, for a particularly fish frying, which smells, and eel smoking, etc., etc. So there were cookhouses all over. It was normal. I bet you the Hollanders brought it to Wisconsin. Ha ha.
Hey, can you hear the compaction over the airwaves right now?
Yeah, once in a while.
Okay, this is sort of curious because it's showing up on my monitor here, and it just cracks me up. So.
Yeah, it's funny, and it comes and it goes.
Yeah.
Now, the person who called in from about the spectacular show, it was spectacular, and I agree with him that the continuous music loud, and the guy who was giving very interesting commentary, but in a very hyped way. But I think that is in, and he and I are the older generation, so he didn't care for that. The amplification wherever in public is always way too loud. That's how I see it.
There you go. Now, you see, I've got a person out there who likes to torment and torture me. And his name's Dan. And he's listening to me right now. And his name's Dan. And he just sent me a photo of his perfectly grilled chicken with a nice white Chablis to torment me about my overcooked duck. Dan, I've got it out for you, buddy.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye, Eve. Oh, boy. This is a painful day for me. Oppressive working conditions. I overcooked the duck. I got people sending me in beautiful photos of chicken with wine. Thank God it's Friday. But it's a good Friday. And yes, I'm Catholic, so we like Good Friday, that's for sure. Anyway, this weekend, Guns N' Roses and Walk This Way. Great combination concert out at the fairgrounds. This weekend, in 2 minutes, fair gates open up. Let the games begin. They have over 45 places where you can get something to eat, be it candy to full ensemble meal to Dippin' Dots to dipping the ice cream in the chocolate almond fudge. Oh, they have beer. They got the soda jerk. They got rides. They got a new ride out there. They got great booths. They have presentations. They have concerts. You know, it's a mix match of both Fairbanks and the state of Alaska, because you get vendors coming down from Anchorage or Wasilla that come down to make the annual trip, and rodeo, all sorts of things that turn in. Who's going to have the biggest cabbage? That's the big one. You know, how big's it going to be this year? So heck, if you can, always get out to the fair. And Fairbanks, that is our show. You have a great day. And I'll see you on Monday.